Genesis chapter 29. Then Jacob went on his journey, and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and saw a well in the field, and there were three flocks of sheep lying by it, because out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And there all the flocks were gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in its place. And Jacob said to them, My brothers, where are you from? And they said, We are from Haran. And he said to them, Do you know Laban, the son, grandson of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said to them, Is he well? And they said, He is well, and look, Rachel, ewe, female lamb, his daughter is coming with the sheep. And he said, Look, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together, water the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, We cannot, until all the flocks are gathered together, and until they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. And while he yet spoke with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, because she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel the daughter of Laban his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban his mother's brother, that Jacob went near, and rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock of Laban his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel, and lifted up his voice, and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother nephew, and that he was Rebekah's son, and she ran and told her father. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the news of Jacob his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, Surely you are my bone and my flesh. And he stayed with him a month. And Laban said to Jacob, Because you are my brother nephew, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall your wages be? And Laban had two daughters, the name of the elder was Leah, weak-eyed, and the name of the younger was Rachel, ewe, female lamb. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel, and said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. And Laban said, It is better that I give her to you, than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days, because of the love he had for her. And Jacob said to Laban, Give me my wife, because my days are fulfilled, that I may go in to her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place, and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening, that he took Leah his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in to her. And Laban gave to his daughter Leah Zilpah, drop his maid for a handmaid. And it came to pass, that in the morning it was Leah, and he said to Laban, What is this you have done to me? Did I not serve with you for Rachel? Why then have you tricked me? And Laban said, It must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give you this one also for the service which you shall serve with me yet 7 more years. And Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel his daughter for a wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah, timid, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also to Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 more years. And when the Lord Jehovah saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and gave birth to a son, and she called his name Reuben, behold a son, because she said, Surely the Lord Jehovah has looked upon my affliction, now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again, and gave birth to a son, and said, Because the Lord Jehovah has heard that I was hated, he has therefore given me this son also, and she called his name Simeon Heard. And she conceived again and gave birth to a son, and said, Now this time my husband will be joined to me, because I have borne him 3 sons, therefore his name was called Levi, joined. And she conceived again, and gave birth to a son, and she said, Now I will praise the Lord Jehovah. Therefore she called his name Judah, praise, and stopped bearing children.